it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hey there, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we're stepping into something that, if you really let it land, can change the trajectory of your entire musical life. Excellence versus genius. I want to start gently here, because many of us were raised to pursue excellence, practice harder, tighten the tempo, clean up the pitch, improve the mix, deliver on time, don't mess it up. And that's good. Craft matters. Discipline matters. But somewhere along the way, some of us quietly confused excellence with destiny. And they're not the same thing. From the audience's perspective, excellence is impressive. A vocalist nails the high note. A rhythm section locks in so tight it feels engineered. A producer develops a mix that sounds radio ready. The crowd claps. People nod. There's approval. But genius is different. Genius is when someone in the third row forgets where they are. Genius is when the listener pulls over the car because a lyric hit too close to home. Genius is when the room goes quiet in a way that feels sacred. Excellence earns applause. Genius touches a pulse. And here's the tricky part. You can have excellence without genius. The Beatles recorded Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band using four-track machines. Four tracks. That required discipline, planning, arrangement, awareness, and rehearsal. That's excellence. But what made those recordings timeless wasn't just technical ability. It was the personality. It was the creative boldness. It was permission to experiment. It was a band stepping into something only they could make. Let me bring this closer to home. Excellence feels responsible. You're good, you're capable, you're respected, you deliver. There's pride there, but there can also be pressure. Genius feels different. Gay Hendricks writes in The Big Leap that in your zone of genius, time behaves differently. It expands. Work doesn't feel like work. You feel energized afterwards rather than depleted. You know that moment when you're working on a song and suddenly you look up and 3 hours have passed and you didn't notice? That's alignment. Or when you're coaching someone and the conversation flows so naturally, you forget you're teaching at all. You're just sharing something alive. That's genius territory. And here's the uncomfortable truth Hendricks names. If you stay only in your zone of excellence, a deep part of you begins to wither. That line hit me the first time I read it, because I've lived in excellence. There were seasons in my career where I was booked, respected, producing good work, but inside something felt tight. Nothing wrong, just tight. I was good, but I wasn't lit up. Let me tell you about one of the clearest lessons I've ever witnessed. A 10-year-old girl came to me for voice lessons. Her parent believed she had something special, and she did. Pitch control? Excellent. Enunciation? Improving beautifully. Memory? Strong. Stage presence? Developing. She worked hard. She practiced. She grew. And yet, every time she sang in front of someone new, her shoulders rose, her jaw tightened, her eyes scanned the room for approval. The more praise she received, the less joy she seemed to feel. It was subtle at first, then undeniable. She was achieving excellence, but she wasn't expanding. So we explored. Guitar, interesting, but not quite it. Keyboard, capable, but still guarded. Then a woodwind instrument. The first few sessions, something shifted. Her posture changed. She leaned into the sound instead of bracing against it. She loved being a part of an ensemble. She loved blending. She loved sight reading new melodies I'd write for her. And here's what struck me most. She smiled without looking around to see who was watching. That's genius. Victoria Song writes in Bending Reality that when you follow expansion, when you move toward what feels a 10, you access your zone of genius. Playing a woodwind instrument was my student's 10. Her voice wasn't wrong. It just wasn't her energy naturally expanded. And watching her find that was like watching someone step into oxygen. Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy talk in 10X is easier than 2X about your unique ability, the purest, most honest expression of yourself. Here's the catch. Excellence is rewarded, often quickly. You get good at something and the whole world says, great, stay there, that works. But genius often requires leaving the comfortable applause of excellence. Hendrix describes 4 zones: incompetence, competence, excellence, and genius. Competence pays bills. Excellence earns reputation. Genius creates fulfillment. And the leap from excellence to genius is not about becoming better. It's about becoming more yourself. Excellence asks, how do I do this well? Genius asks, how do I do this as me? Excellence is polished. Genius is personal. Excellence often feels tight but controlled. Genius feels expansive and honest, even when imperfect. So how do you know when you've drifted from genius back into mere excellence? You start feeling resentful of tasks you used to enjoy. You procrastinate things that once energized you. You chase validation instead of curiosity. You feel tired in a way that sleep doesn't fix. That's contraction. Victoria Song writes, the supernatural ability comes from transforming contraction. When you feel tight, guarded, small, pay attention. That's data. When you feel open, playful, curious, pay attention. That's data too. Your body often knows before your mind admits it. Here's where the hero's journey lives in this conversation. The ordinary world says, stay where you're good. Don't risk what you've built. People already like this version of you. The call to adventure whispers, there's more. There's something that feels like play. There's a deeper tone in you. The resistance gets loud. What if you lose gigs? What if people don't understand? What if you're wrong? But Sullivan writes, committing to what you want most is the only way to be free. Free. Freedom is the real prize here. Freedom to create without pretending. Freedom to let time expand instead of racing it. Freedom to build a musical life that energizes rather than drains. And here's something I've noticed. When musicians step into their genius zone, excellence doesn't disappear. It refines. Craft still matters. Practice still matters. Deadlines still matter. But now they're serving something alive. So here's what I want you to do this week. Ask yourself Hendrix's genius questions. Number one, what do I most love to do? Number two, what work do I do that doesn't seem like work? Number three, in my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to amount of time spent? Number four, what is my unique ability? Notice where you're excellent. Respect it. And then notice where you're alive. Move 1 inch towards that, because the world does not need another excellent imitation. It needs the music that only you can make. And when you find that place, when you step into your genius, something shifts. The applause matters less. The connection matters more. Time changes. You change. And music becomes what it was always meant to be. Thanks for spending these minutes with me. Keep creating, keep expanding, and keep listening for that inner note that feels like home. Much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.